Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good morning, everyone. It's Julie.
Oh, can I talk?
Yes.
And Chase.
With Chrisley Confessions. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, Mother. How are you?
I am doing well. I have to say, of all the podcast recordings, I'm a little nervous this morning.
Really? Why is that? Is it because of me or is it because of the feedback?
Well, probably both. So first of all, I want to say that thank you for being here today. Your dad had something that came up this morning that he just...
Shocker.
Yeah, he could not...
He had to go baby Savannah. Had to go take care of his princess.
Well, whatever. But with that being said, I appreciate you being here this morning. And folks, if you're wondering why I'm a little nervous, because Chase proceeds to share with me the feedback that he got when he recorded the podcast with me last time.
Yeah, when we were in Palm Springs.
Yes. Yeah. And people loved you on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I love being on here.
But the feedback was that I cut him off.
Several times. Several times, Mama. And I'm happy to pull up the DMs. But one woman said, I just had to stop listening because your mom just cut you off. And I was like, welcome to my life.
Okay. I don't know about several times, but listen, that is kind of how we communicate, though, in our family.
Mama, that's not how I communicate. I always let the person that's speaking, I let them finish.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I will say what I want to say. It's always, whenever Chase is talking, we'll just trample over what he's going to say.
That's not true
at
all.
And I think it's, and Dad does it too, but I think it's because he feels intimidated by me. And that's why he wants to cut off what I'm saying, because he's afraid I'm going to hit the punchline before he can.
Okay, so what's the reason that I do it?
Well, you're just rude. You're just rude to me sometimes. And it's okay. You're still an angel and I love you. You can't be as good as you are and not take your frustrations out on somebody. So if I have to be that punching bag, I will be.
Oh, my gosh. You are crazy. So so last week, Dad and I talked about the award show, the Country Music Award Show, because it was happening last Wednesday night. And it was so good.
I think I know some people that went
to that. Or the week before, maybe. It was an amazing show. But I want to talk about...
Jimmy Allen, he won. Congratulations, yes. Yeah.
But I want to talk about the Adele show.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, my
God. I saw clips of it, though.
Okay, so I'm a huge Adele fan. We all are. Everybody loves Adele.
Even Grayson. Grayson's walking around bumping Adele.
He loves Adele.
Everybody does.
Everyone does. But after that special, I loved her even more.
I've got to go watch it.
She has the best personality. Like, she's a little crass and she's a little like just...
She gets some attitude.
Attitude, which I love.
And she had a glow up.
And then on top of that, to be so unbelievably talented.
Yeah.
I mean, so unbelievably talented. It was crazy. But I loved it. So if you didn't watch it, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
No, don't.
So in between her performing at the Griffith Observatory, which was a beautiful venue, and she was as beautiful, more beautiful, they had her sit down with Oprah.
I love Oprah. Oh my God, I love Oprah.
So she did a sit down with Oprah, and she was so candid. Mm-hmm. She was so raw in it. I just felt like that. Yeah, she was talking about, you know, her weight loss journey.
And she looks incredible.
She does look incredible, but she was a beautiful woman before she lost weight.
Yeah.
I mean, she was and still is. And she said, you know, she didn't start out saying, okay, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. It didn't matter what I have to do, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. It actually stemmed from anxiety. Over, you know, the demise of her marriage. And I think the guilt that she experienced from, you know, she has a son, and that guilt of I'm divorcing to find true happiness for myself. And I think that so many of us, moms, dads, parents, I think we live with this guilt of, you know, oh my gosh, if I do this, how's it going to affect my child? If I don't do this, how's it going to affect my child? Or I have done this and now it's adversely affecting my child. And she said, though, that she had to make the decision to be happy for herself and to allow her son to see her
happy,
truly living her authentic self, and to be happy. And that, yes, as devastating as it was, and she says she's still working through that because, you know, she basically turned her child's life upside down. Everything that he knew was turned upside down. But she also said, I had to realize that I was worthy of being happy, and that in the long run, my son seeing me truly happy would be healthier for him than me staying in a relationship where I wasn't.
For sure. And I mean, like, obviously I don't have kids, but I feel like if you're not happy and you're not doing all the work on yourself on a daily basis and continuing to do that, then you can't be the best version of yourself for anybody else. And that goes for a partner, whether it's your children, whatever.
Absolutely. You can't, if you're not...
It's a constant. You got to constantly... Matthew McConaughey, he has like a speech that he gave, and he said like every morning he wakes up and he has to have something to look forward to, a goal to strive towards, and in the future what he wants to be, or something he's always chasing. And he says he's always chasing himself 10 years down the road. So the man that he wants to be is always going to be 10 years down the road. He's never going to achieve that, but as long as he's always working towards it, he will always become better.
Well, I think the problem with so many people is when we become complacent, when we become okay with where you are. Because I believe, I mean, I'm 48 years old, almost 49, and there's still so many things that I want to do. And I'm constantly striving, constantly working toward bettering myself, being a better wife, being a better mother, being a better grandmother, being a better person for me. And I think when people stop doing that, you know, when you stop growing, I don't think you're ever too old to stop growing. I really don't.
No, as long as you're alive.
Yep. That's so true. So true. But if you haven't watched that Adele special, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it too. So if you watch it, DM me what you think about it.
Yeah, it is so good. But I was actually shocked to see that Yellowstone had more viewers than the Adele special.
I wasn't shocked. I'm not shocked about that. Yellowstone is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I love Yellowstone.
I mean, Beth.
You mean Savannah?
That is Savannah Chrisley. If that is not Savannah, I don't know who is.
I mean, listen, she's a fighter. You got to give it to her. You got to give it to her. I know. And you know what? I have loved Kevin Costner forever. And even though he's old now, I still love him.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends that are my age and they're like, oh my God. I'm like, he's like 70 years old. I know. They don't care.
But he's Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is such
he's
a great
show. He's rocking it for an old man.
And Rip.
Rip.
Cole Hauser. Mm-hmm. He is such an amazing actor. I mean, and he and Beth together.
He plays that. I think that he's like the one character that rounds the show out that makes you, that brings you back home every episode.
I know. It's great. It's so, those are our two that you gotta, if you haven't started Yellowstone, you need to start it because
you
I
will
promise
not
you, you will not regret it at all. At all. So Chase, what else is going on with you this morning?
Not much. Came over here to do this with you. My trees are going in this morning, so I got to wake up to that. So.
Okay, good.
It's been a lovely morning. Nanny and I have a big trip coming up this weekend. We're headed to Biloxi for the umpteenth time. I don't know how many times.
All right. Oh, that makes me a little nervous.
Why?
Because you two are like...
We have a good time.
And, I was having this... Oh, sorry.
No. Go ahead. No, please go ahead. Please go ahead, Mama.
Go ahead.
Nanny and I were having this conversation last night. So Nanny and I go to the casino whenever we can. Nanny likes to go every day. She'd be there every day if she could. We were in Palm Springs. We went to the casino. I won. I did very well. And we come home. We're home for a day. Nanny's like, let's go up to the casino. Keep in mind, it's an hour and a half away. So I drive Nanny.
Two and a half.
Whatever. I drive Nanny up there. I won again. And Mom and Dad have been giving Nanny and I the cold shoulder, just a full cast of judgment onto us because we're going. And Nanny said, I don't know what you want us to do. You just want us to lock us up in a house and not go anywhere.
That's not true. That is not true. But when you have, I feel like for you and Nanny, if you have this addictive personality,
but Mama,
you can't trade one thing for the other.
You're not always going to win.
You have won the last few times, but you're not always going to win. I don't even want to put this out in the universe, but I'm almost hoping.
Mama, don't. I'm not even going to let you say that.
That you have a time because it needs to bring you back down to realize that part of gambling
is
it's
losing.
Just that. It's a gamble, and you're not going to win every time.
I understand that. I 100% I understand that. But right now, I'm on a heater. Okay. I'm on a heater. So you got to let that heater run all the way through.
All right, guys. So we know that the holidays are coming up, and they're coming up quickly. So it can be the most stressful time of the year. And I've got the perfect gift to give everyone some much-needed stress relief. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Learn to box and kickbox from home with access to world-class programming, elite trainers, premium equipment, and smart technology that turns your workout into an interactive experience. Fight Camp comes with all the gear you need to start boxing from home, including a free standing punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. And it takes up less space than you think. If you have enough room to do a push-up, you have enough room for Fight Camp. You can also get the whole family involved. Fight Camp is one of the only home workouts that's safe for kids to do because there's no heavy weights or spinning wheels. It's an amazing way to get them to get their energy out, learn something new, and share an experience with the whole family. Now is the best time your Fight Camp. Take advantage of their holiday deal going on now. If you purchase this November, you'll get an additional pair of gloves free. Go to joinfightcamp.com/confessions to get an additional pair of gloves for free all November. joinfightcamp.com/confessions. That's joinfightcamp.com/confessions. Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Medcare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley. You know, I was talking to my niece the other day, and I said to her, listen, honey, you cannot take your direction from Nanny and Chase. You remember those...
You sound like such a hater.
You remember those kids, those like rebels in your high school graduating class?
That was me.
100%. Still to this day. And I said, so you can't take your direction from Chase and Nanny. Because they're the ones, if you knew those kids in high school that would get you in trouble, Nanny and Chase are those high school kids. I said, so you can't take your direction from them. Because they'll lead you down a path and get you in trouble.
Or we'll lead you down a path where you'll have fun and you'll have memories for a lifetime that you will continuously be telling stories about. Nanny and I... We never have an issue with each other. It's y'all that have issues with us.
Well, it is. It's that way with most parents and children. When you say no, or when I try to offer my advice and tell you what you need to do, you and Nanny don't want to hear it.
Don't you think this is where that rubber like meets the road for me with this like specific situation? How are you going to give me advice when I'm way up and you're way down?
Because I'm giving you advice on a broader, it's not about the money for me. If I go with you guys to the casino and I have X amount of dollars, that's X amount of dollars that I've put aside that I would have bought something with or that I would have
that
spent
you're willing
on myself
to lose.
That I'm willing to lose.
That's what
it's
I go with.
It's not about the money for me.
I understand
but it's
that.
It's about that compulsive behavior that you guys both have.
But Mama, we don't go with a lot of money.
I understand
like,
that.
Like, we go with what we're comfortable losing. And for me, I mean, Nanny just loves being there. She'd go without me. I would never go without Nanny. Like, I'm going because I get to go spend time with her, make memories with her. And when she walks in that casino, she gets giddy and starts jumping and dancing. And I love to go and see that. So it's not about the money for me either. It's just about going and being able to spend time with her. But if I happen to be on a heater as well, that just kills two birds with one stone.
Okay. Well, I hear you. Well, listen, I will keep my phone beside me all weekend.
Well, you can keep it beside
you. Because you two degenerates, I don't know where y'all might end up. So, you know, I get a little nervous. But I am glad that you're going with Nanny and that you're spending time with her. That's good to know. You guys are just kind of irresponsible at times, and that
How
makes me a little nervous.
How are we irresponsible, Mama? We have no children. We have nobody that is depending on us. Or relying on us, we only have ourselves to take care of. We're in a safe place, we're having fun, and we're together. We don't have any responsibilities.
Okay.
I mean, we do, but we already handle them. Our bills are paid.
Yeah.
So this
somebody
is
does that for you.
This is our free time.
So that's your free time. Okay. Listen, I'm gonna go with it because, you know, I do.
You know what? If you don't, I'm going to have Nanny come in next week. This is what we're going to do. Since you and Dad both have such an issue with this, Nanny and I are going to be here next week. Y'all are going to be on that side of the room. Nanny and I are going to be on this side of the room, and we are going to plead our case.
Okay. You've got a deal.
Okay.
You've got a deal.
Okay.
So next week, folks, you heard it. Chase and Nanny will be here. They'll give us an update on their weekend and plead their case.
And hopefully we will still be on a heater, still be winning, and Nanny and I will be here next week. It's Nanny and Chase versus Todd and Julie.
The thing about it is and your nanny will lie.
Mama!
Y'all will say that you won even when you didn't.
That's not true.
Do you understand my whole life for 26, almost 27 years, your nanny has told me she's won $300 every time she went to the casino. literally for almost 27 years, she has told me she's won $300 at the casino every time she's gone. And I know that's not true.
Mama, maybe Nanny's still up $300 from the last time. You don't know. At the end of the day, were you there when she cast her chips out?
I was not.
Okay, so then who are you to say that it's a lie? Nanny might be up $300, she might be down $300, but she will always get that $300 back.
Mm.
You know, she always says to me, she says, Chase, even if I lose $1,000, I don't lose it really. I'm just letting them hold on to it for me till next weekend, and I'm going to come back and pick it up.
You know, it's amazing how we all like to justify our behavior.
Listen, Mama. Nanny and I will be here next week.
Okay.
So everybody needs to tune in. I'm going to put it on my Instagram. I'm going to advertise for this.
Okay.
So call in, ask your questions for me and Nanny and for Dad and Mom, and we're going to have a battle right here.
Okay. Fair enough. So with that being said, let's take some callers.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida. I've called in before when we were adopting our granddaughter, and Julie gave me some terrific advice. I'm calling in again to, again, say I love your show. I watch every single one in every single way, and we finalized the adoption of our granddaughter in April, and then unfortunately found out my husband has pancreatic cancer in May, and things aren't looking too bright, but I'm trying to keep my faith and stay strong. And Todd, I just wanted you to know that I started listening to War and Treaty, and I heard that song Take Me In, and it touched me like no other song I've ever heard and helped me out in so many ways. And I just wanted you to know that you were really spot on with giving us that recommendation in the audience. So again, I guess any advice on this continuing managing my way through being in my 50s, raising a little baby who's got a few special needs from being born drug addicted, to that of with the probability of doing it all by myself coming up soon, and any advice you could give to help me just stay strong and keep my faith. I appreciate it and love everything that you guys do and everything you give back to the audience. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
First of all, I want to say congratulations on the adoption. I'm glad that you got through that process, because I know it's not an easy one. And I am so sorry to hear about your husband. You know, prayer. That is the only thing that I can tell you, because it is the only thing that can get you through in some of those times, in some of the darkest times. And it's the only thing that's gotten us through in some of the darkest times. So, you know, I would say to you that, you know, develop, if you don't already have a community, and when I say a community, whether that's friends, whether that's neighbors, whether that is a church, whether it's an organization that you belong to, find those people, because it truly does take a village. It takes a village, and you need that support, but you also need that outlet, because you are going to be facing some tough times ahead if the good Lord doesn't intervene. So I would say to you, it's okay. You're going to get through it. God doesn't put anything in front of you that he doesn't give you the strength to get through. And I know that's not always an easy thing to accept, but it is the truth. So we are sending out prayers to you, to your husband. And please, please keep us updated. Next caller, please.
Good morning, Todd and Julie. This question is geared more towards Julie. I just recently found out a coworker in the department I used to work for, who I see in passing throughout the building, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's the sweetest lady. She, you know, is a single mom, her husband passed away a while ago, but she was still young and just super nice. And when I left that department, she gave me a prayer book, and I thought it was the sweetest thing, and I loved it. So she's, you know, a religious woman, and I don't know what to, I just want to know her to know I'm thinking of her, or, you know, send something like a gift or a thought, just, but I don't know if you have any good ideas of what I could do, or maybe a note or a card would be nice, but I want to do something because there's really nothing else I can do but send prayers. So if you have any good advice or ideas of something that would be a good gift, I would love to hear it. And hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Hello. That's very sweet of you to be thinking about her that way. Yes, you know, a prayer, a card, everyone loves to receive because it is a personal, it's something that you've taken the time to write a note, just that you're thinking about her, you're sending prayers her way. A couple of things that I have given as gifts, that especially for someone who's battling breast cancer, and things you don't really think about. You know, a great blanket. If, you know, she is having to go through chemo, you know, a lot of times you just get really cold. So a nice blanket that she can have and wrap up in, some nice socks, a pair of pajamas, you know, and make sure those pajamas have buttons up the front. Because you don't think about it, but after surgery, you can't lift your hands above your head. So it's hard to put on anything over your head. And you know, if you would send me a direct message on Instagram, just either at the Chrisley Confessions or at mine, Julie Chrisley, and share with me her information if you have it. I have some amazing pajamas that I would love to send to her. I actually wore those pajamas on the show one time. Every episode, I would have a new pair of pajamas. So I have all of these pajamas, and it's so sad because I have tried to donate them, but unfortunately, because of COVID and everything, you can't donate. They won't accept them to, like, where women that are battling breast cancer. But if you will send me a direct message, I would love to send some out to her. I would love, love, love to do that. So, and anybody else listening, if you know somebody who is battling breast cancer, going through it, any kind of illness like that, I would love to stick a pair of pajamas in the mail to them. So just DM me on Instagram and so that I have that information. I would love to do that. But those are just a couple of the things that I know help me and that I think would help her too. Let's face it, many kids aren't thrilled by math until we connect it to things they already care about and enjoy. That's the magic of ID Tech's instructors. They make abstract concepts relatable and help students latch on to math and other STEM subjects as actual interest. Not only that, but they'll help your kid fill learning gaps, explore topics not covered in school, advance quickly, and have fun while doing it. I mean, let's face it, my kids, none of them were strong in math. I loved math, always loved math. So anytime I can find something that's going to help further their love for math, I am all in. Right now, ID Tech is offering a great deal. You can get started with a one-on-one tutoring session for just $49 or save $150 on weekly small group semesters. ID Tech is where kids and teens learn from the best. Their live instructors make learning fun with engaging courses in coding, design, game development, math, and more. Scheduling is fast and flexible with options guaranteed to fill your family's busy schedule. Go to idtech.com/Chrisley right now and use code Chrisley to save $150 on weekly small group semesters. For a limited time, you can also get started with a one-on-one tutoring lesson for just $49. That's code Chrisley at idtech.com/Chrisley to save $150, and your child can start learning online from a live instructor right now. That's idtech.com/Chrisley. Your company has to replace a 1 in a million employee. How do you find them? You don't need luck, you need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all. Attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed makes it easier for star applicants to shine with over 135 assessment tests, from cooking to coding and everything in between. Pick the skills that are important to you from over 135 assessments and get a clear view of your top talent's ability faster. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through December 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So next caller, please.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I've gotten through. Okay, so my name is Allison, and I'm from Mississippi. So I've kind of got a loaded question for you guys, but I want to start with the first section. So me and my mom don't really have a relationship, wasn't really there for me when we grew up, and now she's kind of narcissistic, and she's kind of, well, she'll be fine for a little while, and then the next thing you know, she'll be a completely different person. So we just really don't have a relationship. So I pray about it all the time, but what's a piece of advice that you could give me to help better maybe that relationship? I've even come to terms with, you know, like, I've got to love her from afar, because for me, physically and mentally, it just doesn't work out. And then two, my husband, originally we've been together for 15 years. So when we got together, we were super young, and I really wasn't thinking about children. Well, I'm about to be 31 years old, and I want children. I feel like God is calling me to have a child. And I even give him the preface that, you know, because me and my mother do not have this relationship, I think that's also my heart yearning for that. So I'm not trying to pressure or anything. It's been a conversation we've had for years. But what is some advice to help with me and maybe coming to terms with, you know, maybe not become a mother, or how do I help him maybe point him in a direction for us to, you know, have a baby together? So I love you guys. I love everything that you guys stand for. And you guys just keep your head up. God bless. And I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, Allison from Mississippi. Thank you for calling in. Oh yeah, you do. That is a loaded question. Yes, there are people that we have to love from afar. There are also people in your life that you have to choose if you are willing to have a relationship under the terms that they're able to give you. There are some people who are only capable of certain things, and you have to decide if you are willing to accept what your mother is capable of giving you right now, or if it's not enough for you. That doesn't mean you don't love your mother. It just means exactly what you have said. You reiterated what we've said on this podcast many times. There are people that we have to love from afar. I do think that everyone wants the love and acceptance of their mother. They want that. They want to feel that. That's just a yearning. I think it's just a natural yearning that children have. And I do think having those tough conversations with your mom, you said you're 31 now. So I don't know if you've had those conversations where you've sat down with her and said, listen, this is where I'm coming from. I love you. I'm hurt because of X, Y, and Z that you did to me growing up. I want to move forward. I have to forgive you for myself in order for me to move on. And see what that looks like when you have that open dialogue with her. I personally do not think that you should have a child under the premise that you want to give that child, that you're trying to fill this void. Because that is a lot of responsibility to put on a child. That's not their responsibility to fill that void that you have. You should bring a child into the world because, A, you said you felt led. You felt led to be a mother. You feel like that is what God intends for you to be. But you need to work on you first. You can't be whole for someone else if you're not whole for you. And I think Chase said this earlier in regards to something else, but I think it relates to so many aspects of your life. You can't be whole for someone else if you're not whole for you. So I think you have to put in the work for you first. As far as you and your husband, I think this goes back, and I think all you people out here who are not married yet, who are dating, who are in the dating pool, that is a conversation that needs to be had before you get married. You guys need to make sure that you're on the same page, because then you're now years into it. You said you've been with this person since you were young, and it doesn't sound like he's on that same page to have children. And you both need to be there. Now, I'm not saying people can't change their minds, because they do all the time. And again, I think it's one of those hard conversations that you need to have with him, that I love you. I love the life we've built together. I truly feel this need, this yearning, and this calling to be a mother. You know, please tell me where you stand with this. I want to have children with you. And then you've got to be prepared for the answers that he gives you, you know, because there are people out here that just don't want children. And listen, I have respect for those people as well. I have respect for couples who say, you know what, we never felt that desire to have a child, and we're okay. Our life is full. We don't feel that need to have a child. I have so much respect for those people as well, because I feel like society puts this pressure on people that, okay, you need to be married. You need to be married for this amount of time. Then you need to have a child. Then you need to wait this long. Then you need to have another and another. And I think so many people do it because they feel like that's what I'm supposed to do, quote unquote. And that doesn't make you a great parent, because you're having a child because you feel like you're supposed to, or because you feel pressure from your parents or from your in-laws. Or no, I don't feel that way at all. So I do think it's one of those hard conversations, though, that you need to have. And then depending on what his answer is, you at that point have to say, you know what, this is my person, and I'm choosing to be with this person. Whether I have a child with him or not, I'm going to live a full life. I'm going to be fulfilled. And, you know, a child is not required to do that. Or, you know, I really feel this strong urge and I need to have a child. And then you got to make those hard decisions. So, you know, please, Allison, let us know, what you think about what I said. And, you know, if you're able to have those conversations with your mom and your husband. So best of luck. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. Hi, Chase. I want to thank you for your input. And I'm so thrilled that you were there when y'all answered my call last week. I just wanted to let you know, this is Debbie from Ohio, and my son's the one that cut me off from social media and all of that, and his phone. I just wanted to let y'all know that he's been home for about a little over a month now. He had texted me on a Saturday night, and I was making a trip out there that Monday, but he didn't know that. My friend and I decided to go kind of stalk and just see, make sure he was okay. But apparently, Chase, you were right. There was something I think he didn't want me to know, and he had moved out of his friend's house that he met on that gaming app and was living with some girl that he met on a dating app. And he knows that I would not approve of that at all. So, yeah, and I just told him, you know, he had called me that night as well and asking, oh, can I come home? I'll pay rent. I said, Todd, it's not about the money, paying rent. His name's Todd, by the way. Great name. But anyway, he's home. He got tangled up with, you know, in a bad relationship. Things were going really bad. He's back home, and, you know, my youngest son passed away. So, you know, I'm always overbearing with my kids anyway. But, you know, this was really hard. It felt like a death again to me. I tried to explain that to him. I said, 7 months, I didn't hear your voice, hear from you. But I just want to thank Miss Julie and Mr. Todd. I thank you so much for praying for me. Thank you for keeping me in your thoughts, and thank you for answering my calls. Thank you, Chase, for your input. But yes, he's home, and I'm working on it. And he knows if he tries to leave again, I will be stalking him. I love y'all so much. Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much. Much love from Ohio. This is Debbie, and I'll be updating you. Thank you so much. Love you. God bless.
Hey, Debbie. I'm glad that that what I had to say was able to help you out. And honestly, I'm glad that he's back home. You guys are making progress. I mean, it's definitely a day-by-day kind of thing. Just don't give up, because it seems like you're kind of over the hump, and it's just going to get better from here. What do you think, Mom?
I think you were right. So, and Debbie said you were right in the advice that you gave and the things that you said, and I think that's just because you could relate on a certain level. You know, being the same, you know, around the same age and just being a guy. And I think, you know,
I've hit some stuff.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I think there's a relatability for sure. And more times than not, your dad or I called you out. And even though you hid it, we knew you were hiding it. And, you know, my kids think that I'm naive in a lot of ways, but I'm really not.
Mm.
I know way more than they think I know.
Do you?
100%.
Well, I've put all my stuff out there. I ain't got nothing to hide now. So I don't even care. And if anybody else is like, if you, your family's like constantly on you, just put all your stuff out there, because at the end of the day, they're your family, so they can't leave you. So, like, just put it out there. They'll get over it. They got to deal with it. You'll get over it. You'll have to deal with it. But once you do, it's just a weight off your shoulders.
Well, and I think when you, not just when you get it out there, but I think when you decide that, you know, your way is not always the best way.
Yeah.
And you start doing it the right way, which is most of the time my way. You know.
Oh, gosh. That is, no, definitely not. But there's a happy medium.
Okay.
The right way is the right way. Whoever's way it is, as long as it's the right way.
Amen. So, Debbie, I'm glad to hear that things are going well now. Best of luck. Keep us updated. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders on curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been in more love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your routine, from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking you as a person with an in-depth consultation. Like, they ask me what I use on my hair. What is my damage level? Do I exercise? How often do I exercise? What are my eating habits? Next, Pros analyzed all my answers and determined what unique blend of ingredients should be in every product for my custom routine. Together, Pros got all my hair goals covered. Also, I love the fact that I have actually noticed a change in my hair since using Pros. My hair tends to get oily after day one. I have thick hair, but it's hard for it to keep body. So I love that with Pros, I'm actually seeing improvement in my hair. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order. Go to pros.com/Chrisley. That's PROSE.com/Chrisley for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Next caller, please.
Hi, Savannah. This is Julie from Illinois. And I just wondered what Todd's reaction was when you went skydiving and posted the video and what he ended up saying or doing to you once he found out. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, we're going to answer for Savannah since she isn't here today. But her dad was not happy. But
no, he was pissed.
He was very upset. I do think it was better that
she didn't tell him beforehand. Yeah. But she did it. And as soon as he saw that, he said, I just don't get it. I have raised the dumbest kids. I've got the dumbest kids in the world. Because Savannah, somehow I got pulled into that. Now I'm dumb as well. Even though I would never jump out of a plane. But Savannah's always been that one in our family that will go and do stupid stuff. I mean, like, as far as, like...
Not just stupid. I don't want to say stupid stuff.
Mama, she jumped out of a plane. She's a daredevil. She jumped out of a plane.
She's a daredevil. You do more stupid stuff, but she does more, like, adventurous stuff.
Savannah jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
Right. Yeah, she did.
A perfectly good airplane.
Speaking of that, did you see that video where those skydivers... They went to jump out. I guess when you jump out of the plane, some people like hold on to the side and then let go. These people were like hanging on to the side about to let go. And the plane starts going down.
Yeah.
Like the plane is under these skydivers.
Yeah, it's spiraling down.
And the pilot saved it from crashing. But oh my gosh. Can you imagine how scary that would be? I mean, I guess at least you do have a parachute.
And you're already out of the plane.
So it's better that it's going down with you with a parachute outside of the plane than just going down. But that would be the scariest thing. But that pilot, that's who I want to be the pilot in my plane.
Yeah.
Because that thing was like spiraling and he kept it from crashing.
For sure.
But that might make you think twice about skydiving.
My issue with it is if a plane is going down, if I'm jumping out of a plane, it's going to go down one way or the other.
Yeah.
If it's a perfectly good airplane that can land, that can take off, that can maintain flight and come back down, why would I jump out of that?
I know. And then I saw someone else that skydives a lot had jumped out and something was wrong. Like
the parachute.
Parachute didn't.
Yeah. Had to like wiggle it.
And then they had to do another one. And then they landed like in a field or a baseball field or something. That would scare me so. I would be so nervous. I'd probably have a heart attack. I wouldn't have to worry about my parachute not opening because I would have a heart attack. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing that either. But
yes, my dad was pissed.
Yes. He got over it, but yeah.
But he will still get worked up over it to this day if we bring it up.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those things that you just have to let go because he will, like, start on it again about how crazy she is and how dumb it was. And
it was.
Yeah. It was bad. But thank you for calling. So next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Brandon. I live in Carrollton, Georgia, which is about an hour and a half west of where y'all used to reside. I was recently watching an episode of Chrisley Knows Best, and it was the episode where Todd ended up finding out that he had gout in his foot, and then he started talking about how it was a royal disease and everything, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh, I can relate to this because I actually have a bleeding disorder called hemophilia, which is oftentimes referred to as a royal disease because apparently Queen Elizabeth had it, and then her kids passed it on to her kids, and it was one of these things that, like, Abraham Lincoln supposedly had it. And I just wanted to let y'all know that I watch y'all's show all the time, and being a gay man living in Georgia, it's good to see a family on TV that is so... pro LGBTQ+, And it's just good to know that there is a family out there that is from the South that, while they do have their religion and they do love their religion, they also are open and acceptable to other people's personalities and their sexualities, and it's good to see that. And I recently came across a picture where Todd, you and Savannah and Chase had posted a picture on Instagram, or it was posted to Instagram from another page, of your No Hate campaign, and I just wanted to say that it's good to have somebody that is in the media from the South that is so open and accepting of everybody and their cultures and their religions and their lifestyles and everything. So I just wanted to tell y'all thank y'all, and I am loving your episodes of Kristen Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley. I am still trying to tweet at USA and everybody and see if it's possible to get Chase and Nanny Faye there on TV show, because they both remind me of how I was with my grandmother. I just want to tell y'all thank y'all for being on TV and being so open with your lives, and good luck with the lawsuits and everything, and I know y'all will come out on top and give justice what it needs and serve justice to who it needs to be served to. So thank y'all so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for your kind voicemail. Yes, Chase and Savannah and Todd have participated in the No Hate campaign. I wasn't really asked to, which is why I didn't. So I guess they didn't think I was popular enough.
We can do another one. We can do another one with you.
You know, as the mother of these children, as the matriarch of this family, you know, I find it so important to treat people kindly. And that does not matter to me what your skin color is, who you love. I want everyone to be treated kindly. And I feel like one of the most important things that I can teach my children is to treat others kindly and treat others the way that you want to be treated. Yes, we are Christian. It is not our job to judge. As our sweet friend Raylan says, lead the judge into Jesus. It is not our job. Because I have some of my dearest friends in the entire world who are part of the LGBTQ community. So some of the people that if you had to say to me, I need your lifeline of people, these are my people. So for that, I am glad that you feel that support from our family. You will continue to feel that support from our family, because that's how we truly feel. And thank you for reaching out. As far as for Nanny and Chase to have their own show, you know,
you never know what could happen.
You know, it's hard when you start letting the inmates run the asylum.
Wow, the shade. See, my mom says she's quick to throw some shade because she can't carry a show.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Myself and Nanny, on the other hand, our backs are broken. They are breaking daily because of the workload that we have to carry people like my mother, my father especially, and as well as the rest of the people in the family. But you know what? Nanny would love to do a show with just she and I. She says it every single day. She says that.
Okay, people will get tired of seeing y'all sitting in a casino.
No, well, we do other stuff, Mama, that we don't talk about.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just not privy to that, I guess.
But she says that there's no way my dad will let that happen because then we'll be bigger than him. back to back to what you were saying. I don't know why people hating people for the way they feel is just. I don't understand. I never have understood it. I mean, I feel like it's just nosy people that are uncomfortable in their own skin, so they have to try to make someone else feel that way. And it's wrong. It's sad, and it's a shame that it's still happening. And I mean, I know that my family and myself, we will always be supportive of anybody who wants to go and love whoever you want to love. I mean, you have that right. You should be able to do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. So thank you again. And thank you again for supporting us in all that we do. And we appreciate it more than you know. Okay, so when your online checking account balance is running low, the last thing you need is a $33 overdraft fee. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a $4 charge and then a $33 overdraft fee. I mean, it's just crazy. Overdraft fees have gotten way out of hand. In 2019, traditional banks took $11 billion in overdraft fees. Chime does things differently. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card that has saved its members more than $10 billion in overdraft fees with SpotMe fee-free overdraft. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no fees. Now, you deserve to have financial peace of mind. Join the millions of Americans already loving Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started today at chime.com/Chrisley. That's chime.com/Chrisley. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Chime members overdraft fee savings based on eligible members' use of SpotMe versus the $33 average overdraft fee. Overdraft fee data based on bank rate, checking account survey, and CRL June 2020 overdraft fees report. So I think we have time for one more caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Sarah. I'm from Ohio. You guys had a caller a few weeks ago that was in a relationship with someone that is 30 years older than her. And I just had a response for that person. I am currently married to someone who is 17 years older than me. And we've been together for over 12 years, married for 10. And we are just now starting to see the difference in our ages come to light. He's in his late 50s, I'm 41, and, you know, we love each other very much, but he is in retirement, I'm working, I'm in a career, we have a young child together, a preteen, so we're raising that child plus a teenager. And then we have two adult children that he had from a previous marriage. But it's been very hard for the last probably 2 years. We're starting to see that difference in our age. And I can only imagine, you know, here we have a 17-year difference. I can only imagine how magnified that would be for someone in a 30-year difference marriage. So whoever the caller was, 30 years, in my opinion, is way too much of a difference. So, you know, to each his own. But at the end of the day, I just don't think that's a good idea. And like you said, I think you said in the when you responded that 15 years might be, you know, a big enough difference to not be too bad of a difference. But I think anything probably over 15, 16, 17 years, anything over that is probably too much of a difference. So I really appreciate hearing you guys talk and share information and share your Christian faith and everything. So thank you very much, and I enjoy listening to your podcast and watching your show. God bless. Bye.
Thank you so much for your voicemail and for your candor, because, you know, I love to hear that, and someone just being open and honest about their situation. You know, I think every relationship is different. I think that age affects people differently. I think that age differences affect people differently. But I do appreciate the fact that of your insight, because you're someone who's living that. And I think now that you guys are older, you're seeing you're seeing that gap in the age and what, you know, you're at different phases of life. So I completely agree and understand. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for listening. So that wraps up this episode of Chrisley Confessions.
Tune in next week because Nanny Faye and I are coming in and we're taking over.
So please call in with your questions, with your concerns, what you want to see us discuss.
And let us know whose side you are on. Mine and Nanny's side. We go to the casino. I take my grandmother to the casino to enjoy my time with her. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. Even though we're winning right now, it's not about the money. We like to be together. We like to do stuff together. I like to do stuff that makes her happy. Mom and Dad, all of a sudden, now have an issue with it now that we're on a heater. So call in. Let us know whose side you're on. I got a feeling I'm going to know who most people are going to be on. The right side.
Join me next week with Todd while we wrangle our toddlers. So it should be an interesting episode next week. So until then, good luck and God bless.
Hey there, it's me, KBK Dog, winner of Dancing with the Stars season 29, star of The Bachelorette season 11, best dressed out of Leduc, Alberta, Canada's kindergarten class of 88, mentor on this upcoming season of The Bachelorette, whatever, super excited. But for real, no matter how you know me, by the way, it's Caitlin Bristow, or even if you don't know me just yet, I think you should check out my podcast. It's called Off the Vine, and every Tuesday I sit down with a guest and ask questions you all want the answers to. Sometimes it's someone you know from the Bachelor world or one of my friends here in Nashville or a celebrity you've seen over on the TikTok. And on Thursday's Grape Therapy episodes, I do Bachelor, Bachelorette recaps, Bachelor in Paradise recaps, catch up with friends, and always get listeners, aka my Vinos, involved. We laugh, we cry, we joke around, we get serious, real, and authentic, and no matter what, we always have a glass of wine in hand. Or a few. You can find my pod Off the Vine wherever you're listening to this one right now. I release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so click on the old subscribe button and let me know what you think.